you up, though, on a little bit of food news. And that is that last week at the Churchtown Firehouse was a game dinner. And if you missed it, I just thought I'd read the menu. I found this in the newspaper after the event itself. And they started preparing for it in November, they say. This is what they served: venison stew, pheasant meatballs, breaded duck, pickled beaver, wild boar shanks with cabbage, quail with stuffing, rabbit, fish, crab cakes, potatoes, rice, vegetables, and whatnot. I think the whatnot sounds pretty appealing.
Is that wild whatnot?
Wild whatnot. Probably, yes. Well, okay, here we go, and then we'll turn it over to Peter in Greene County Events. Tonight, and both tonight and Sunday at Time and Space Limited, an HD screening of the National Theatre of London's production of Nicholas Wright's new play called Travelling Light, a funny and fascinating tribute to the Eastern European immigrants who became major players in Hollywood's golden age. Reservations at 822-8448. On Friday, Tuzi Winery kicks off Valentine's Day weekend with Art and Wine for Lovers, featuring works by local artist Thomas Cale. That's Cale, not Cole, C-A-L-E. Wine tastings and expert advice on art and wine pairings. Tuzi Winery is on Route 9, the Blue Roof Building in Germantown. Call 537-9463. There is an exhibition opening in Troy that might be of interest. Some local artists are in it. It's curated by Mary Udell, who lives here in Columbia County. The exhibition is called Reverberations 2. Six artists celebrate their diversity. This is in honor of Black History Month, and in a minute we're going to hear some more about Black History Month in programs at the Opera House. The exhibition in Troy is at RPI, the Shelnut Gallery, at 15th Street and Sage Avenue. At Stair Galleries on Friday, an exposition auction of English and continental furniture, porcelain, silver, decorations, and fine art from the estate of Gloria Kaplan of Manhattan and Purchase, New York. Information at 751-1000. That's 6 p.m. at Stair Galleries, 549 Warren Street. And it's swing night at Helsinki, dance lessons with Paul Ricks from 8 to 9, and then music and dancing to wonderful live music from 9 p.m. to midnight. Helsinki is at 405 Columbia Street. Call 828-4800. That's upstairs in the ballroom. Downstairs on the big stage is the Bindlestiff Family Circus Winter Cabaret, returning with a new lineup of circus and variety arts, including naughty latex balloon sculptress Mistress B, supremely supple contortionist and aerialist Miss Ekaterina, Chris McDaniel, the gentleman cowboy and world champion trick roper and whipcracker, and it goes on and on. These shows are really a lot of fun. It's 9 p.m., Club Helsinki. This show is for grown-ups only. At the Red Dot, a dance party with DJ Adam Amrod called the Bloody Valentine, 11 p.m. on at 321 Warren Street. The films at TSL tonight give you a chance to get a jump on the Oscars. They're going to be showing the five best Oscar nominees in two categories: Oscar Shorts, the animation, and Oscar Shorts live action. Call 822-8100 for the schedule. At the Chocolate Bar, the second in a series of workshops called Cooking Condensed by Regina Simons, the Universal Mix, scones, cornbread, etc. Reservation is necessary, and the first one sold out, so hurry, 828-3139. There is a live simulcast of the Metropolitan Opera's production of Wagner's Götterdämmerung. the climax of the Met's new ring cycle with conductor James Levine starring Deborah Voigt. This is 6 hours and 25 minutes long. I don't know if there's an intermission. I believe also it could be sold out, but there will undoubtedly be other showings of this. I would call 822-8448 if you're eager to go this Saturday at 12 noon for 6 hours. Wine, music, and a book signing. Local author Claudia Ricci will sign copies of her book, Seeing Red. And then there will be music by flamenco guitarist Maria Zamontowski at the Hudson Chatham Winery, 1900 Route 66 in Ghent, from 12 noon to 5 p.m. At the Opera House are three programs related to the Black History Month, and we're going to be hearing later from Irene Wiley, who is the curator of one of the shows. I'll just give you the information here so that you can write it down and we'll have it at the ready. There is a Contemporary Crafters of Color exhibition organized by Ms. Wiley, an exhibition of fiber arts by local artisans of color. And then that's from 12 noon to 5 p.m. at the Hudson Opera House, 327 Warren Street. At 2 o'clock, Irene Wiley will be giving a talk about the Underground Railroad in song, poetry, and word to explain the secret codes used in songs, quilts, crafts, and poetry, and how they helped slaves and those who assisted them in the Underground Railroad. This is a free event for all ages. It's at 4 p.m. at the Opera House. And then going backwards a little bit, at 2 p.m., a lecture by Joanne Graham, Ph.D., called Abstract Expressionism and the African-American Artist, exploring the role of African-American artists in the historic and contemporary world of abstract painting. That's at 2 p.m. at the Opera House. These are all free programs. And we'll be hearing from Irene Wiley, I think, not quite sure exactly when, but stay tuned. Let me see, what else is happening? The Polar Plunge to benefit COARC programs and services for individuals with disabilities. Plungers jump into the icy water of Upper Rhoda Pond to earn pledged donations. Hot drinks and a warming tent are provided, and they tell me the EMS is standing by. That's very reassuring. You have to register in advance, I believe, at 672-4451. You know, those who just come to watch are also welcome. That's at 1 p.m. Camp Mahican, 3 Cross Street in Copaic. There is a pre-Love Ball set by the global songbird sensation, the Lady Moon. Lady Moon is one of the performers at the Love Ball, but she's going to be giving a preview at 3 p.m. at John Doe Records and Books here on 7th Street Park at 3 p.m. on Saturday. There's a really interesting installation, I believe, of 1,000 sculptures by Letitia Hussein, and we're going to be hearing an interview by her a little later, too, with Richard Roth. Invoking the venue's industrial heritage of mass production, Hussein has cast 1,000 sculptures from molds made from an original 10-sided mahogany prototype. The installation also includes paintings, light and film projection, and sound by the artist, and we'll be hearing more about that in a little bit. We will also be hearing from Gregory Kopinski, who is one of the curators of an exhibition opening on Saturday from 5 to 8 called Cut. It's an invitational exhibition with some local artists and some a little further away. Works by 27 artists. Ooh, there's a lot going on this weekend. We've already talked about the Love Ball, so we won't need to go into that. Mary Hack and Nina Fine are performing classical and Broadway duets as part of the Adventures in Music series at the Roloff Janssen Community Library in Hillsdale at 7 p.m. on Saturday. At the Musica Loft, Vernus, Shane Murphy, and Stick Lips will be performing at 8 p.m. at the Musica Loft, 17 North 4th Street. And the Stageworks performance starts at 8. It's called Paris 1890, Unlaced, a new play by Julianne Higham, starring Anne Underland. Reservations at 828-7843. The Spotty Dog has a ready-made dance party, Life and Limb, DJ T-Bone, and Body Council. Electronic beats just in time to warm up for V-Day, they say. On Sunday, a brunch for Habitat to benefit the Phase 2 of Columbia County Habitat for Humanity's Columbia Street campaign, featuring Ralph Gardner giving a talk, I guess, on who knows what. He calls himself the Urban Gardener. His last name is Gardner, so it's a little play on words, I guess. He's a columnist for the Wall Street Journal. That's at 11:30 to 1:30 at the Blue Plate in Chatham. At Thomas Cole National Historic Site, the second in their series of Sunday Salons, Kevin Sharp, the Linda W. and S. Herbert Rhea Director of the Dixon Gallery and Gardens, explores Thomas Cole's use of romantic imagery from English poets such as Byron and Coleridge to create dramatic works that stood in stark contrast to the gentle landscape images that had come before. That's at 2 p.m., 218 Spring Street in Catskill. And finally, on Sunday, a special pick of the week is called Other People's Food, Dinner in a Movie, to benefit the Acres Co-op Market and to build community through food. Screening, first of all, of Disney Studios' 2007 feature-length cartoon comedy Ratatouille, followed by a potluck dinner. Bring a dish to share or give a suggested donation. Children under 12 are free. They don't need to bring something they've made, though that would be nice. And there will be a raffle for a free co-op membership. Call 478-3660 for information. The film is at 4:15. The potluck dinner is at 5:45 at Stair Galleries, the second floor, 549 Warren Street. And we hope to see many of our community members there. Well, if you're not totally exhausted by all of that that's available, let's hear what's happening in Greene County this weekend.
No song?
No introduction?
I got a song for you.